From the WGXC newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, October the 9th through Sunday, October the 11th. I'm Philip Green. Claire Hughes is reporting in the Times Union that a state health department committee has approved a request from Columbia Memorial Hospital to make Albany Medical Center its new parent. The decision of the Public Health and Health Planning Council is the final regulatory hurdle for the plan. In making the proposal, CMH asserted the move would make the delivery of health services in the region more efficient and stable while also saving costs. The plan involves no exchange of cash or assets. Medical services at the 192-bed Hudson Hospital and its satellite clinics would not change. The proposal will now undergo a review by the hospital's lawyers. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting in the Daily Mail that registered voters in Coxsackie will go to the polls on Tuesday, October the 13th to approve the Hermance Memorial Library's annual budget and to fill three open seats on the library board. The proposed 2016 budget totals $232,579, a spending increase of 2.7%. The budget does not include a tax increase for homeowners. Most of the increased spending stems from maintenance and repairs to the library building. The three candidates for the library trustee are Claudine Zarezo West, Tom Silviost, and Ellen West. The election will be held at the library from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Tuesday. Keisha Cluckley reported at Politico New York that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's Common Core Task Force will meet for the first time this week in New York City. The exact day and time of the meeting have not been released. The executive session will be closed to the public, but task force members are expected to discuss and plan future public sessions to be held statewide. The commission is headed by Richard Parsons, a senior advisor at Providence Equity Partners and former Citigroup board chair. Parsons chaired the Governor's Education Reform Commission in 2012. The 15-member panel includes educators, lawmakers, and business leaders. It has been charged with reviewing the standards, the state's curriculum guidance, the quality of the test, and the current moratorium on using Common Core test scores on student records. Finally, John Mason reported in the Register-Star that representatives of Cairovale came before the Kinderhook Planning Board last week to answer questions about the company's proposed expansion. The Cairovale plant, located on County Route 28 in Niverville, is a processing and distribution point for Cairovale fertilizers and bag in bulk. The company plans to purchase an adjacent property west of the plant and build a new 48,000-square-foot building. Engineer George Schmidt of Morris Associates, speaking for Cairovale, told the board the new building would allow the company to divide its operations between bagged and bulk. The bulk fertilizer would be managed through the new building, while the bagged operation would remain in the existing building. The main ingredients come on rail cars and are unloaded at the rear of the building into an underground chamber. After being blended inside, the bulk fertilizer is loaded onto a conveyor and taken to trucks, which then carry the product to farms. Concerns raised by opponents to the expansion include excessive dust, light pollution, the presence of toxic chemicals on the site, and an increase in truck traffic. There were also complaints about trains sitting and idling. Schmidt pointed out the trains belong to CSX, not Cairovale. He said, and I quote, "What CSX does along those tracks is out of our control," end quote. Board member Chris Simonson said the site presents a, and I quote, "drainage challenge should something occur. Whatever might spill, head straight to the water," end quote. The Valencia Kill is very near the site, and Kinderhook Lake is not far. The public hearing on the matter was adjourned until this week. It will reconvene on October the 15th at Kinderhook Town Hall. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 76 degrees. For Monday night, a slight chance of showers after 2 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 51. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 71 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 46. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 60 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 41. Sunrise today was at 7.05 a.m. and the sun will set at 6.18 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 12th day of October 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.